Tonight, children will haunt their neighborhood streets, banging on doors and cheerfully extorting candy from adults glad to hand it over. But decorations are an important part of the prep work. Commentator Christina Adams learned if you're in kindergarten, they have to be done a certain way.
Before Halloween, I volunteered in my son's kindergarten class. Today, said the teacher, we'll paint pumpkin faces for decorations. A painting table outside the classroom held examples of proper pumpkins. My son was the first child outside. Watch me, Mom, he said, drawing two ghosts for eyes and a pitchforked devil for the nose. We ran inside to show the teacher. But she wasn't pleased. We need to use triangles and circles and go paint those features over, too. I was mad. I love this drawing. Let him make a plain, boring one for her. After all, isn't this art? No, it's kindergarten, and I'm the role model. So I held his hand, and together we blotted out the crooked little devil and the ghosts. The other kids were fun. They drew with a wobbly grasp of young chickens. I want a green nose, said Grace 1. Grace 2 made yellow teeth. Jake F. painted eyes near the hairline as Jake W. added a yellow sun. Then came trouble. I've never seen a yellow pumpkin, the teacher said, and we cannot have them painting outside the lines. We'll cut all that. Three kids had dabbed green grass under their pumpkins. No, boys, stop it, she said, and took their paintings away. One started it, and the rest wanted grass too, I explained. You are in charge, she said. That stung, as she meant it to. I guess I'm not the best person for this assignment, I told her. She left, and the other helper, an Indonesian mom, and I giggled nervously. It was nice that our failure had crossed cultural lines. Did that painted-out devil prod me, revive my own struggle to stay within the lines? Or did he spur me to the side of the angels, five-year-olds, who want only to paint, not produce? All I know is, I failed my first day of kindergarten, and I still feel like a child.
Commentator Christina Adams lives in Newport Beach, California, and colors outside the lines whenever she can get away with it.